Okay, and you defined, it was confused. The second dream was what? Astral projection? Because you said it was sort of real. Like, do it again. What is the first kind of dream? What's the second kind?
Okay.
Black and white. Black and white is one thing. Technical is another.
Okay, wait. Most people don't dream at all. Okay, most people. When they do dream, most half of that time, it's astral projection, which means it's not a dream at all. They go there. Some people are different. Most people that when their dreams are black and white, like the Andy Griffith Show, black and white, okay, that is a real dream. When it's in technicolor, really wide open, crazy, Wizard of Oz color, that's astral projection. You're actually going to that physical place. We can bring you back bruises if you need a bruise to prove you've been there. Don't fuck with us because we can do this. This is not a problem. No problem. You can have stone cold proof if that's what you desire to clean up this all details if it's necessary. So
yeah, but those two are not the third thing, which is parallel worlding, which everybody does when they're sleeping. And that's physically going to other places, other worlds, not astral projection.
Where do you go? Where do you go? Typically, you're released from your body. You're released from this big sack body. These shifting dimensions that change and shift, you play with them. You go to bed some nights and you get up the next morning and you feel like you've been chopping wood. Yes?
Are you?
Yes, darling.
Sorry, say that again.
Okay, sometimes you go to bed and you get up and you feel like you've been chopping wood all night and you're tired, even after you slept all night.
Yeah.
Okay, that's when you're actually going. You're actually physically going somewhere else and expending energy toward it.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the nights when you're getting it busy, that's a different thing. That'll wear you out too if you do it right.
But where do we actually go then? It's still unclear what our dreams.
I was pointing out when you go to a parallel world and do stuff, you'll wake up tired, not because you didn't get a good sleep, but that you did a lot with your physical body in another world. That's why you get tired.